弟兄姊妹的问安带给大家。
First, I'd like to send greetings from Brothers and Sisters in Portland.
虽然可能大家在肉身中并不一定很熟悉。
Maybe you are not familiar with them in the flesh.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面常常感觉到各地的聚会带导的扶持。
However, in the Lord, we constantly feel all the other brothers and sisters and other fellowships interceding for us in prayers.
所以我出门前呢，在那里服侍的弟兄们托付要我问候大家。
Therefore, before I left, responsible brothers asked us to send their greetings to you.
今天早晨呢，我在接续着星期五晚上和大家交通关于成为神的器皿，成为侍奉神的人。
This morning, I'm going to continue on with my fellowship on Friday, which is to become the vessel of God, to be a servant of God.
请我们一同来读几处的经文。
Let's read a few passages.
请我们翻到出埃及记。
Exodus.
第八章第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你进去见法老，对他说：耶和华这样说：容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”我们再读第三章。
Let's read chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
And he said, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God at this mountain. 我们再读第三章第一节到第六节。
Let's read verse 1 through 6 in chapter 3.
我们找着了，还是请大家同声来读。
Let's read together.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？”耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西！”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。”又说：“我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。”摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。好，我们今天早晨读经暂时先读到这里。
This temporarily concludes our scripture reading.
好不好？我们一同低头，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为当我们奉你的名聚集的时候，
Because as we gather together in your name,
你正在我们的中间。
You are in our midst.
主啊，我们来到你的同在跟前。
Lord, when we come into your presence.
主啊，我们要把脚上的鞋脱下来。
We have to remove our sandals from our feet.
主啊，我们要蒙上自己的脸。
We have to hide our face.
因为我们承认我们何等的不配。
Because we confess we are so unworthy.
主啊，但是我们愿意敞开我们的心。
Lord, but we desire to open up our hearts.
来与你交通。
And to have fellowship with you.
来等候你。
And to wait upon you.
我们恳求你向我们说话。
We entreat with you to speak to us.
将你的旨意显明在我们的中间。
Manifest your will in our midst.
使我们在地上，在你的手中成为何用的器皿。
So that we can be useful vessels on this earth in your hands.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你何等的爱我们。
You love us so much.
你救我们 脱离仇敌的捆绑。
You saved us from the bondage of the enemy.
主啊，你要使我们成为侍奉你的人。
You're going to enable us to become servants of God.
愿你得着我们每一个人。
May you gain each one of us.
叫你的旨意成全在我们中间。
So that your will can be fulfilled in our midst.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you that you've heard our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们讲到出埃及记是讲到神的救赎。
As we talk about Exodus, we are talking about redemption.
那么神的救赎呢，是要使我们每一个蒙救赎的儿女成为侍奉的人。
God's redemption means that every single child of His will be redeemed to become a useful and a children of God, a servant of God.
所以我们每一个人在神的手中都成为一个制作好的器皿。
So every one of us in God's hand will become molded vessels.
尽神在我们身上给我们该尽的功用。
And we will fulfill the function that God wants to give to us.
所以开头的时候我们看见一个人被主得着了。
So initially we saw that one person has been gained by God.
那么到结束的时候我们看见整个会幕被建立起来了。
And at the end we see that the entire tabernacle has been built up.
那个会幕好像是一幅图画。
The tabernacle is like a picture.
给我们看见每一个蒙救赎的儿女都是那个会幕里面的一部分。
So that every redeemed child of God would become part of the tabernacle.
一个器皿大家合在一起成了那个会幕。
Each one of these vessels would combine to become the whole tabernacle.
那是何等的荣耀。
How glorious.
当神的救赎的目的在我们中间出现的时候。
When the purpose of God's redemption appears in us.
神的心才满足。
And his heart would be satisfied.
我们就看见烟云充满了整个会幕。
Then we see that the cloud filled the whole tabernacle.
但是怎样我们看见每一个人成为那个被制作好的器皿呢？
But how do we see that every single one of us become that molded vessel?
我们可以看见从摩西的身上显出侍奉的人所有那些重要的原则。
We can see that from the life of Moses, we see all the important principles of a servant of God.
神在他儿子耶稣基督里面成全救赎。
God has fulfilled redemption in His Son Jesus Christ.
是为着使所有蒙救赎的人成为侍奉的人。
So that all the redeemed people become servants of God.
在一个世代里面呢，若是主能够得着他的儿女们做器皿。
In any generation, if God can gain His children to become His vessels,
神的旨意，神的工作就在那个时代往前去。
Then His will and His work will progress in that generation.
若是一个世代呢，神的儿女们不明白神的心意。
If in a particular generation, the children of God does not understand the heart of God,
我们得救呢，只是为着自己。
Then if we're redeemed, we're just for ourselves.
换句话说，神在那个世代呢，没有器皿可以用。
In other words, in that generation, God has no vessels for him to use.
那么神的心意，神的工作在那个世代呢，就停顿。
Then God's heart and God's work would be stalled in that generation.
神的旨意在那个世代呢，就被失落了。
God's will would be lost.
那么教会呢，我们也看见，若是神的儿女们认识了神救赎的目的。
And in the church, if the children of God knows the purpose of God's redemption,
我们为着那个目的，我们把自己交在神的手中。
And for that purpose, we put ourselves into the hands of God.
基督徒个人的生命，还有教会团体的属灵生命呢，就显得刚强。
Then the individual lives of the Christians and the corporate spiritual life of the church will be strengthened.
若是呢，我们不认识神的目的的话，
If we do not understand the purpose of God,
那么我们还是为着自己而活，
Then we're only living for ourselves.
我们个人属灵的生命，教会整体团体的生命呢，都显得软弱。
Then our individual spiritual life as a Christian and the corporate spiritual life of the church will be weakened.
若是在一个世代，神能够得着我们每个人，并且制作我们成为他的器皿。
If in any particular generation God can gain of us and can mold us into His vessels,
我们能够尽我们该尽的属灵功用，
and we can fulfill our spiritual function,
我们就看见了在那个世代神的儿女们有一种兴旺的光景出现。
Then in that generation we can see that the children of God will have a prosperous condition.
或者更清楚一点讲呢，神的儿女们就活出一种合一的光景。
more clearly stated, the children of God will live in oneness.
就像那个会幕被建造起来一样。
It's just like the building up of the tabernacle.
非常的美丽的。
It is beautiful.
它是完整的。
It is complete.
虽然里面是多样的，但是它是一的。
Even though there are many things inside, it is one.
若是神的儿女们在那个时代不明白神的旨意。
If the children of God does not understand the will of God.
我们得着救恩的只是为着自己生活上的需要。
Then for redemption, we're just living for our own purpose.
我们知道神是很有恩典的，他是乐意把我们的需要给我们的。
We know that God is indeed gracious and is willing to supply all our needs.
但是神的儿女们就显出一种分散的光景。
However, the children of God will be dispersed.
这里一点，那里一点。
They're here and they're there.
但是神在他儿女们中间就得不着满足。
But God and his children cannot gain his satisfaction.
没有办法彰显出他的安息和他的荣耀来。
He cannot manifest his Sabbath rest and his glory.
所以我们看见呢，器皿呢是相当的重要的。
So we know that the importance of the vessels.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人蒙恩得救呢，神都要制作我们成为器皿。
Dear brothers and sisters, all of us who are saved by grace, we have to be molded into the vessel of God.
我们星期五晚上和弟兄姊妹交通道啊，从摩西的身上我们看见一些器皿的形成的那个原则。
On Friday night, we see how from the life of Moses, how vessels can be formed.
第一个哈，信心是每一个神儿女们生命和生活的那个原则。
First, faith is by which we live, and this is the foundation of our faith.
第二个哈，在我们人生中间所有的遭遇呢，不是没有目的的，不是散漫的。
And also, all the circumstances in our lives are not aimless and goalless.
或者 random.
Random.
是随机的，是偶然发生的。
They're not happening by chance.
每一件事情背后都有神圣的主宰。那个主宰呢，是向着神圣的目的的。
Behind everything, there's a holy person in charge, and that person in charge was toward a holy goal.
若是我们不认识这个点的话
，If we don't understand this point,
可能我们蒙恩得救很久了
，We may be saved by grace for a long time.
我们仍然像以色列人一直叹息呢，我的命好苦啊。
We're still like the Israelites, groaning, saying that my lives are pitiful.
我看见很多弟兄姊妹信主很多年了，他童年时期所遭遇的。在它里面一直是个阴影。
I see that many brothers and sisters, they have been saved by grace for a long time, but however, what happened in their childhood was still a shadow in their heart.
遭遇的一些事情呢，一直在它里面呢，是成为它苦的一个原因，好像出不去。
The things that happened in his life would become something that hinder him and is something that affect him all his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是我们明白了神的旨意
，Dear brothers and sisters, if we understand the purpose of God,
原来发生在我身上的每一件事情。
Everything that happened in my life
都是有意义的
is meaningful
都是为着我的益处的
it is beneficial to me
是叫神的旨意在我身上能够通行能够彰显的
so that God's will can manifest in me
亲爱的弟兄姊妹你有没有碰过这样的弟兄基督徒呢
Dear brothers and sisters, have you encountered into Christians like this?
后面有一些弟兄姊妹他们呢人人遭遇一些很特别的事情
Have you encountered some brothers who have encountered very special circumstances?
但是他们呢，一遇见了神的目的的时候，知道这是神主宰的安排，他们就喜乐了。
However, the moment they know that all these arrangements are arranged by the Almighty God, then they become joyful.
我们要讲到神制作他的儿女成为器皿呢，是非常精心的，非常留意的。
It takes God a lot of care and time to mold His vessels.
神从来不用这个 operation line 大量的制造的，每一个都是细细的去经营去制造。
God never employs a mass production operation line. Every vessel is very carefully crafted by Him.
所以你有你的经历，我有我的经历。
That's why you have your experiences and I have mine.
你有你的遭遇，我有我的遭遇。
You have your encounters.
但是我们一和神的目的发生关系的时候，这些经历和遭遇就成了他的故事了。
However, the moment we encounter the purpose of God, then all these encounters and experiences become His purpose.
我们读摩西的经历，好像他的经历非常的戏剧化。
As we read about Moses' life, it seemed very dramatic.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，其实哪一个人的人生不戏剧化呢
？However, dear brothers and sisters, whose life is not dramatic?
我们有的时候呢，只觉得那个戏剧性的里面的苦的一部分，却没有看见荣耀的那一部分。
A lot of times we see the bitterness of this drama, but not the glorious part of the drama.
但是当神的目的在我们身上一显明出来的时候，我们就得安慰了。
But the moment the purpose of God is manifested in us, we are comforted.
全世界中就只有我一个我。
There's only one me in this whole world.
One unique me.
One unique me.
这一个我呢，是为着神的目的的。
And I'm for the purpose of God.
是为着神的荣耀的。
And I'm for the glory of God.
并且要和所有弟兄姊妹摆在一起，来成全那个荣耀的旨意的。
And I'm going to be put together with all the brothers and sisters to accomplish the glorious will.
所以会幕里面的一针一线和一个钩子和一个银座呢。都说出神的荣耀。
So every piece of thread and needle and matter in the tabernacle speaks of God's glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们信了主有没有感觉我是一个钩子呢？
After we believe the Lord,
能够把别人和主连接在一起。
We are a nail that can connect other people to God.
我们有没有感觉呢？我可能是那个海狗皮啊，很黑啊，但是呢，却能够遮盖这个外面日头。The炎热
Do you also feel that you are the porpoise skin? Even though you're dark, you can cover the heat of the day.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，神要制作我们成为他的器皿，所以他就有主宰的管制和安排在我们身上。
Dear brothers and sisters, because God wants to mold us into His vessel, so He has His sovereignty in us.
所以每一个人身上都有我们的个别性。都有我们的特殊性。
So we all have that uniqueness and individuality.
当然摩西呢，他有他的。我们不要去想说，我也希望像有一天摩西呢，看见那个荆棘的火焰。
So Moses has his, and we don't have to be like Moses and say that we want to see the burning bush.
我们读圣经，看见每一个，我们要明白它的意义哈。但是每一个圣经中的器皿呢，他们的遭遇经历都不一样。
As we read through the Bible, every single vessel has different experiences.
但是原则背后的原则都是同一个。
But the principles behind are the same.
我们看见呢，器皿的形成还有一个就是神的显现。
We see that when God appeared, then the vessel was formed.
神的显现呢，是为着要吸引我们这个人的注意。
God appears to attract our attention.
并且呢，在摩西的身上，神显现呢是在荆棘的火焰中向他显现。
Also, in the life of Moses, God appeared to him in the burning bush.
这是一件很有意思的事情。
This is an interesting matter.
我们知道摩西年轻的时候，四十岁的时候。
We know that when Moses was young at age 40,
他心里面是火热的，向着他的弟兄们，以色列人。
Toward his brethren, the Israelites, his heart was zealous.
所以他虽然做王子呢，他有一天呢，关心他的弟兄们，去看看他们的重担。
So even though he was a prince, he cared for his brethren, so he went to look at their hard burdens.
他里面呢有一个火热的感觉。
Inside him, he has a zealous.
但是这个火呢，是他自己点的。
However, this fire was lit by him.
我们今天人也有很多对事情的火热，对不对？
Today, against certain matters, we all have our own human zeal.
地上做事情呢，我们也看见也是要把人推到有这个 motivation 啊，要有动机，要里面有力量。
Even on earthly matters, we try to give people motivation to give them strength to do it.
地上的火呢，烧不久的，一下就把这个人烧毁了。
However, these earthly flames are not going to be burned up very quickly. They will burn out a person.
当摩西八十岁的时候，我想一个八十岁的老人呢，没有什么火热了。
Moses, when Moses was 80, you would think that he would have no zeal anymore.
回家抱抱孙子就好了，对不对？
He should just go home and hold his grandchildren.
但这个时候，神烧一把火在他的里面。
However, then God put a burning bush in him.
若是那个荆棘就是摩西的天性的话。
If that burning bush was the fleshly nature of Moses,
现在有一把神圣的火烧在他里面。
Now there's a holy fire in him.
这是神的显现所带来的结果。
This is a result of the appearance of God.
每一个碰见在地上的被神遇见的人。
Anyone who has been met by God.
我们看见了，若是他们是被神要制作，他们肯让神制作成为器皿的。
If God wants to mold them and they're willing to be molded into vessels,
在他们里面都烧一把神圣的火焰。
Then in them, the holy flame is burning.
这个火焰呢，一直烧到他们人生的结束呢，没有熄灭过，而且没有把他这个人烧毁。
This flame will burn till the end of his life, and it will not burn him out.
我们知道摩西活到120岁。
We know that Moses lived till 120.
他眼目没有昏花。
And his eyes were not dim.
精神没有衰退。
And he's still very alive.
我常常到主面前祷告，我不知道我能活多少年日。
Oftentimes I go before the Lord and say, I don't know how long I will live.
我常常跟主说，主啊，我要像摩西一样。
I want to be like Moses.
我不要到时候这个变成了没有用的人。
I don't want to be a useless person then.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们看见摩西到那么大的年纪呢，他向着神的那个目的，心里面仍然是火热的。
We see that even Moses at such a grand old age, his zeal toward God, God's purpose is still
very great.
How he desired to get into Canaan.
虽然因着他在侍奉中一次的失败，他不能进去。
Even though due to one failure in his service, he could not enter in.
但他说，主啊，让我看一看，我都满意。
However, he said, just let me take a look and I'll be satisfied.
从来没有失落过。
His hope has never been misplaced.
今天地上各式各样的火呢，可能烧几个月就没有了。
On earth, a lot of these fires would just burn for a few months.
好多年轻人结婚的时候火热了，三个月就拆火了。
A lot of young people, they would when they get married, they're very zealous, and then in a few months they depart.
地上的火把人烧毁了。
We see that earthly fires can burn people up. And it can burn up relationships. However, when this holy fire descends upon us, our entire life would follow this God and to go forward toward his purpose.
这是信心，不，这对不起，这是器皿的形成。
These are necessary principles by which vessels are formed.
那么神的显现呢, 带来神的呼召。
And also the appearances of God also brings forth God's calling.
神呼喊摩西说, 摩西, 摩西。
God calls Moses, Moses, Moses.
摩西说, 我在这里。
Moses says, here I am.
神得着了摩西这个人的注意力。
And God has gained his attention.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们得救了, 我们偶尔注意一下我们的主。
Dear brothers and sisters, after we've been saved, we occasionally take a glance of our Lord.
我们有需要的时候，我们就注意主了。And
when we have some needs, we pay attention to God.
好一点哈，我们聚会的时候注意主了。Maybe
some brothers and sisters are better in the meetings. We pay attention to God.
主要制作我们成为器皿，主要得着我们全人全心对他的。
But when God wants to mold us into his vessels, he wants our entire attention of our entire being and our entire heart.
我记得我在大学时代,
I remember when I was in college. I was really fearful of elder brothers who would take me to meetings.
我跟他们说, 我对什么都有兴趣, 但是就是对主没兴趣。
I told them I'm interested in everything except in the Lord.
但是主有办法。
But God has his ways.
一个人呢, 若是被主遇见了,
If a person has been met by God, then our heart will be gained by him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 你爱不爱慕, 你愿不愿意预备好,
Dear brothers and sisters, do you desire to be prepared to be met by God?
无论在地上什么样的人, 他被主一遇见了,
Whatever person you are, once you have been met by God, you will be changed by God.
他可能还是做地上的事情,
you can still be doing earthly things, but your heart will be different.
神呼召他说, 摩西, 摩西, 他说我在这里。
God called him, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am.
那么神跟他讲, 你不要进前来, 要把你的鞋脱下来。
And God said, do not come near here, remove your sandals from your feet.
因为这是圣地。
For the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
侍奉神乃是来到神面前。
Dear brothers and sisters, to serve God is to come before his face.
侍奉神不是帮神做事情。
To serve God is not do things for him.
侍奉神呢, 乃是来到神的面前, 摸神圣的事物。
To serve him is to come near him and to touch holy things.
今天我们常常觉得我在世界上, 我在公司里面, 什么都能做, 所以我到教会我也可以做。
Sometimes we feel that because I can do all things at my job and in the world, then I can do all things in church.
我们没有把鞋脱下来。
We have not taken our sandals off.
我们认为呢, 教会的事物呢, 跟公司的事情差不多嘛, 把它组织组织就好了。
We think that matters in a church are just similar to matters at a job place, and so we can just organize things. We can just delegate some jobs.
所以有一位服侍主弟兄这样讲,
A servant of God once said,
我们常常想呢, 若是这个弟兄呢, 在通用汽车公司啊, 他做经理, 他会把公司弄得很好。
If this brother were to be a manager at General Motors, he
would
manage the company well. And then he came to the church to serve.
他就把他公司那一套呢, 就搬到教会里面来用。
And he took all this methodology at work and bring it to church.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 过不久, 这个教会就变成通用汽车公司了。
Dear brothers and sisters, after a very short while, this church becomes a General Motors.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 神说不, 你要把鞋脱下来。
Dear brothers and sisters, God said, no, you have to remove your sandals from your feet.
侍奉神, 我们乃是来摸神圣的事。
To serve God is to touch holy things. It's to enter into his presence. And to be his bond servant.
在这里不在你是中国人。
Here is not that you are Chinese.
不在你是美国人。
Or that you are American.
不在你是说这样的话语。
Or that you can say this language.
不在你是说那样的言语。
Or that you can speak that language.
我们都是神的仆人。
We're all servants of God.
我们都一同来到他的跟前。
We all come near to him.
脱下地给我们的影响和沾染。
And remove all the influences and pollution of the world.
然后神告诉他说，我是你父亲的神。
And then God told him, I am the God of your father.
换句话说，他的父亲认识神。
In other words, his father knew God.
我是亚伯拉罕的神。
I'm the God of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕怎样经历？
How Abraham experienced.
从今天开始，你也要怎样经历？
From today, you will also experience likewise.
看见神说呢，我是雅各的神，我是以撒的神。
God also said, I'm the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
我是雅各的神。
I'm also the God of Jacob.
在过去我怎样带领人？
How I have led people before.
我怎样制作他们？
How I've molded them.
今天你到这里来，你也要这样做。
Today you come here and you will do likewise. You become a person like that.
摩西立刻就蒙上他的脸。
And then Moses hid his face immediately.
他不再有好奇心了。
He did not have curiosity anymore.
很多时候我们侍奉主啊，是因为我们呢，跟别人呢，要比看谁厉害一点。
A lot of times when we serve the Lord, we're trying to see who is better with other people.
所以我们看见在新约时代，腓立比书保罗讲，有人传福音呢，是要叫我增加我这个捆锁的苦楚。
In the Philippians, Paul said that some people preach the gospel and increase the affliction of my bondage. If you can do it, Paul, we can do it too.
我们看见这些东西要从一个侍奉的人身上除去。
All these things must be removed from the servants of God.
摩西本来是好奇要去看那个异象，他这个时候蒙上他的脸。
Moses was curious enough to look at this marvelous sight, and now he hid his face.
那么接下来他成为一个主向他说话的人。
And then afterwards, he becomes someone that God can speak to.
这是呼召的领导。
This is the appearing of the calling.
若是我们只是经历了一点主的显现。
If we only experience a little bit of God's appearance.
我们可能也被主吸引。
We may also be attracted by the Lord.
但是主还不能够向我们说话。
But the Lord cannot speak to us.
我们不明白神心中要什么。
We do not understand what God wants in His heart.
那么主还是没有办法在我们身上。成全他要给我们的功用。
The Lord still cannot fulfill the function that He has for us.
所以主在接下来，我想我不去读圣经了。
I think I won't read any passage.
我相信好多弟兄姊妹这两天都把这个出埃及记头六章读了好几遍。
I believe many brothers have read the first six chapters of Exodus many times.
神向摩西说话。
God spoke to Moses.
他说呢，我的百姓在埃及所受的苦楚呢，我实在看见了。
I have seen the oppressions with which the Egyptians are oppressing my people.
神不是为着摩西的这个快乐来向他显现。
It wasn't because of the happiness of Moses that God appeared to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的工作都是在他儿女们的身上。
Dear brothers and sisters, all God's work is on the children of God.
我们读这一段经文，我们想到呢，神何等的爱我们。
From this passage, we understand how much God loves us.
何等爱他的教会。
How he loves the church.
所以我们看见神告诉摩西说呢，我下来的原因呢，是因为我听见了我儿女们以色列百姓他们的苦楚。
Therefore, God told Moses, the reason why I came down is because I have seen the oppression with which Egyptians are oppressing them.
我看见了他们的苦楚，也听见了他们的哀声。
And I've also heard their cries.
那么接下来神告诉他说，我下来的目的是什么？
Then God told Moses the purpose why he came.
他说我下来呢是要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
I'm going to come to save them from the hands of the Egyptians.
领他们出了那地。
To lead them out of that land.
到那美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
To that good and spacious land.
神知道我们今天在地上人生的光景是什么。
God knows the conditions of us.
在罪的权势底下。
We're under the bondage of sin.
在这世界的霸占的里面。
Under the possession of the world.
我们所有的功用，所有的精力呢，都是为着暂时的。
Our functions and energies are directed toward these temporal things.
有些人呢，为着暂时还过一个快乐的人生。
Some people for these temporal things are still leading a happy life.
但也有些人呢，我们还活在罪的情况里面。
However, some people are living in a bondage of sin.
这些的痛苦，我们看见今天不信主人，甚至信了主的儿女们，还有很多家庭的痛苦。
These are unbelievers, and even people who have believed, they have pains of the family.
人际之间的关系。
Problems with a human relationship.
各式各样的难处。
All types of difficulties.
神说我知道。
The Lord says, I know your condition. I'm going to save them from the hands of the Egyptians. So that they're not under the dominion of darkness. So passively speaking, he wants us to escape, to come out. But actively, he is bringing us into the land of abundance.
接下来呢, 神告诉摩西说, 因此之故, 我要打发你。
God said, for this reason, I'm going to send you.
我要使你呢, 可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
So that you may lead my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt.
我们每一个神的儿女们, 不论我们的功用是什么,
every single child of God, regardless of our function,
不论我们的恩赐是什么,
regardless of our gift,
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 我们每一个人的目的和使命应该都是一样的。
Dear brothers and sisters, all our calling and our purpose should be the same.
就是我们在尽那个功用的时候是为着那个目的。
As we serve our function, we are fulfilling that purpose.
这是神给教会的使命和托付。
This is the calling and the entrustment of God to church.
这是神向摩西给告诉他的使命和托付。
This is what God told Moses about his purpose and his calling.
接下来我们看见神呢, 回答摩西的五个问题。
And afterwards, we see that God answered five questions of Moses.
一个蒙召的人,
a person who has been called.
一个在主面前被主遇见的人,
a person who has been met by God.
一个听见主向他说话, 知道神心意的人,
a person who can hear God talk to him and knows the purpose of God.
我想我们可能都要或多或少的要经历。 摩西问的这五个问题,
we more or less have to experience these five questions of Moses.
不然呢，我们还不知道怎么样来侍奉神。
Otherwise, we wouldn't know how to serve God.
很多时候我们年轻的时候，主让我们遇见了他。
A lot of times when we're young, God allow us to meet him.
那个时候呢，我们这个人呢, 很容易被激动。
At that time, we can be stirred up very easily.
这么一遇见了以后，就觉得自己不得了了。
Once we've been met by God, we feel that we're somebody.
到底主要做什么，我们也不知道怎么去问他。
We don't even ask him what exactly he wants to accomplish.
我在侍奉主这几年，碰见一些 年轻的弟兄姊妹, 非常可爱。
All these years that I've served the Lord, I've met some very adorable brothers and sisters who are younger.
有一位弟兄哈, 他这个 得救的是非常清楚, 有真的很大的改变。
One brother has been saved very, very clearly, and he has a very big change.
他从中国国内出来。
He came from mainland China.
他不仅是共产党员,
not only was he a Communist Party member,
而且他还是一个密宗的这个师父, a Buddhist 的一个guru。
Oh, he was also a Buddhist guru.
他会气功, 会教灵, 这很多这些的经历。
He knew how to do a qigong and a lot of all these spiritual things.
他真是活在那个黑暗的权势底下。
He really lived under the dominion of darkness.
他虽然做学生的, 就很多的学徒啊, 他连美国人都有, 白人都有, 到他家里面去请教他这些东西。
Even though he was a student, he had many quote-unquote disciples, and even Caucasian Americans would go to his home to ask him about these things.
但是感谢主拯救了他。
However, thank the Lord that the Lord has saved them.
脱开了这个黑暗的权势。
That he out of the dominion of darkness.
我记得他这个后来得救了, 决定了, 要把他这些, 这些法术的书啊, 要把它解决的时候，他还犹豫了很久。
I believe that when he first believed as to whether he should throw away these spiritual books, he hesitated for a long time.
他跟我们讲这个书很值钱的，我送给我的徒弟好了。
He told us that these books are worth a lot of money. Maybe I should give them to some of my disciples.
后来又想想说，这个送给徒弟很害他们，因为这个书也害了我，所以我决定还是把它烧了丢了。
And then he decided because these books are detrimental to him, and it would be detrimental to his disciples, so he decided to burn them.
他得救以后啊，真是爱主啊，真是火热。
When he was saved by grace, he was truly zealous.
但过不久，有一天他就跟我讲，他说：“伯弟兄啊，日期满足了。”
After a while, he said, Brother Bor, the days have been fulfilled.
他说圣经上不是常常讲日期满足了吗?
Isn't it true that the Bible always says that the days have been fulfilled?
我说什么事情啊?
I said, what happened?
他说我要回国去。
I need to go back to China.
主给我6个月时间,大江南北全部归属。
God gave me 6 months to go over the entire China to preach the gospel.
我那天一听呢, 我心里想, 我站起来跟你敬个礼啊。
That day I heard and I said, maybe I should stand up and salute to you.
我们感觉很多神的儿女们啊，稍微有一点经历，哇，不得了了。
We see that many children of God, once they have a little experience, they think that they're somebody.
这个火一烧呢，头都昏掉了。
But when they zeal burns, they're about to pass out.
但是在摩西的身上没有这样。
However, it is not so in the life of Moses.
他很冷静地跟神对话了五次。
And he was very cold and he
cool.
He was very cool.
他非常冷静。
He was very cool and it hasn't gotten, nothing has gotten into his head and he conversed with God five times.
他蒙上脸，我们知道他是一个敬畏神的人。
He hid his face, so we know that he revered God.
他对神说，我是什么人？
He said, who am I?
竟能去见法老。
That I can go see Pharaoh.
将以色列人从埃及地领出来。
That I can take the sons of Israel out of Egypt.
我们知道摩西呢，他有了一点人生的阅历。
We know that Moses experienced life a little.
他呢，知道神这个目的是超过他的能力范围。
Moses knew that God's purpose far exceed his abilities.
在他年轻的时候进去见法老是何等容易的事情。
When he was young, it was so easy to go see Pharaoh.
现在他不过是一个 nobody.
Now he's a nobody.
他怎么能够去见法老呢？
How could he go see Pharaoh?
我们说不要说去见美国总统了。
Forget about it. Even about meeting up with the American president.
你想去见见你公司的总裁，你可能都进不去了。
Even to see your president of your company, you can't see him.
连进他公司的这个总裁用的洗手间你都进不去。不要说去见法老。
You can't even see the bathroom of the president of your company.
你知道摩西这个时候非常知道分寸。
Moses truly knew his place.
他开始认识自己。
He started to know himself.
他开始认识环境。
He started to know
the environment. 有了人生的阅历的时候，面对神的使命、神的托付，他觉得他不可能。
Because he has experienced in life, faced with the calling and the purpose of God, he thought that it was impossible for him.
我们看见很多弟兄姊妹是有一点属灵的经历。
We know that some brothers and sisters have some spiritual experience.
是有一点属灵的这个认识。
They do have some spiritual knowledge.
但是呢，在这个点上面，他没有跟神对过话。
However, on this particular point, they have never conversed with God.
所以主只好在他身上再继续用环境来教育教育他。
So God keeps using an environment in his life to educate him.
摩西认识他的自己。
Moses knew himself.
就是我还能够去见法老，我这个老人有什么用呢？
Even if I were to see Pharaoh, I'm such an old person. What use can I be of?
就是我能见到我的弟兄们，他们还能相信我。年轻的时候都不信了，现在老了看你这没用了。
Even if I meet my brethren, they didn't believe me before when I was young. How could they believe me now when I'm old?
那么神回答他。
So God answered him.
神说呢，我必与你同在。
God said, surely I will be with you.
你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，
After you have brought this people out of Egypt,
你们必在这个山上侍奉。
You shall serve God at this mountain.
这就是我打发你去，我给你的证据。
This is the sign to which I have sent you.
这个证据要等到他来到以色列人都到了西乃山，在那里侍奉神了，他这个证据才显出来。
This sign will not be manifested until all the sons of Israel would come to Mount Sinai to serve God.
神说我必与你同在。
But God said, no, I will certainly be with you.
神的同在才能够使用这个人来成全他的目的。
God's presence used the person to accomplish his purpose.
一个愿意做神器皿的人。
A person who is willing to become a vessel of God.
不仅神的同在显在他的身上，
Not only will the presence of God be manifested in him，
而且这个人也宝贵神的同在。
This person also treasure the presence of the Lord。
若是他失去了神的同在，
If he has lost the presence of the Lord，
他就知道他是一无所有。
He knows that he is nothing。
若是失去了神的同在，
If he loses the presence of the God，
他也知道他一无所能。
He cannot do anything。
什么都不能。
He cannot do anything。
这是一个侍奉神的人呢，在神的面前我们要学的功课。
This is a lesson for servants of God to learn before the Lord.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹认不认识神的同在。
I don't know whether brothers and sisters here know the presence of God.
请原谅我，我讲一点我早期的一点的经历。
Forgive me for sharing with you my early experiences.
我在大学二年级的那一年的夏天被主遇见。
In my sophomore year, I was met by God.
哎呀，那主的同在真是实，真实
The presence of the Lord was so real.
我用一位西国的 老姊妹她解释的。
I would quote a phrase stated by a Western sister.
这位老姊妹说，好像你这个人被丢到水里面去，你就知道周围都是水了。
Once you have thrown into the water, you would know that your environment is in water.
走到哪里都感觉到主在这里。
Wherever you walk to, you see the presence of the Lord.
因为我们被摆在主的同在的里面。
Because we're put in the presence of the Lord.
但是人会失去。
However, you can lose this.
啊，我记得有一次，我跟一个长辈发了脾气。
I remember one day I threw a temper before an elder person.
哎呀，我知道，那但是发脾气的时候很痛快。
When I was throwing the temper,
我有理由可以这么跟他争。
When I was throwing the temper, I felt that it feels very good inside. I have every right to argue with him.
我觉得我说的话都是事实。
I felt that everything I said was true.
但是我态度不对。
However, my attitude was wrong.
啊，那一天讲完了话，我走出那个房间了。整个人里面黑掉。
That day after I spoke those words and I left the room, everything within me was dark inside.
非常的痛苦。
I was very, very pain.
我在想祷告，祷告不出来。
I wanted to pray, but I couldn't pray.
我跟主说，主啊，怎么办？
I said to the Lord, what should I do?
主说，你回去认罪。
The Lord said, you go back and confess your sins.
我跟主说，主啊，杀了我吧。因为从来没有跟别人认过罪。
I said to the Lord, you can kill me. I've never confessed any sins to anyone.
跟神认罪很容易，你自己关着门就祷告，对不对？就完了。
It's very easy to confess your sins to God. You just close your doors and you pray, and then that's it.
你要真心的到一个人面前说，我真是对不起，我失态了，我不对了。
But to truly go before men to say to confess your sins that you're wrong.
我实在没有办法。
I couldn't do it.
那我要祷告，我说主啊，帮助我。
So I pray to God, please help me.
主实在帮助我，主让我看见他为我挂在十字架上。
And the Lord truly helped me because He showed me how He was on the cross.
当我一被带到十字架底下，里面整个服下来。
The moment I came before the cross, I totally surrendered.
回去，真的流泪的认罪。
I went back with tears. I confessed my sins.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个同在再回来。
And then the presence of the Lord returned.
若是我们失去了神的同在，神的目的不可能在我们中间成全。
If we lose the presence of the Lord, the purpose of God cannot be accomplished.
我们说后来这个十二个探子失败了，神的同在要失去了。
We then know that subsequently the 12 spies failed. That's why the presence of the Lord disappeared.
还有他们摩西呢，上西乃山，他们拜金牛犊，神的同在失去。
And then when Moses was up in Mount Sinai, they were worshiping the golden calf, and the presence of God disappeared. But truly, Moses was a man of prayer.
神告诉摩西说：“你带他们进我应许之地吧。”
God said, "You take them into the land, the promised land."
摩西说：“主啊，若是你不与我们同去。”
And Moses said, "If you're not with us, we cannot go."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一个被神制作的人要成为器皿，我们需要认识什么叫做神的同在。
Dear brothers and sisters, every single child of God, if they want to be molded into God's vessel, you have to know the presence of the Lord.
神的同在不仅是外面显出他的帮助，那个叫做神的同在。
The presence of God is not merely manifested in the outward help from God.
是的，神在一切的环境中帮助我们。与我们同在。
Surely God helps us in all circumstances of life and helps us.
什么叫做神的同在呢？
So what is the presence of God?
乃是呢，神加上那个器皿，那个叫做神的同在。
The presence of God is equal to God and that vessel.
神在那个器皿的里面。
Oh, God is in the vessel. Then that's the presence of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一个要成为主器皿的人，我们都需要在这个点上去学。
Every children of God, if they want to be a vessel of God, they have to learn this point.
我相信我们都认识神的同在。
I believe that we all know the presence of God.
但是问题是在我们身上，这个是不是宝贵的？
However, the issue is whether this is precious in our life.
如果我们知道它是宝贵的，我们就不敢失去它。
If we know that it is precious, we won't dare to lose it.
我们知道它是宝贵的，我们随时会留意它。
If we know it's precious, we will constantly keep watch of it.
所以以往有一个弟兄做一个比方。
Earlier, brother was making an example.
如果我们皮夹子里面有一块钱。
If our wallet only has $1.
那么我放在皮夹子里面，我根本不会想到它，对不对？
I wouldn't think about that dollar in the wallet.
我走路就走路了。
So I just walk.
但如果这个皮夹子里面是1000万的银行的本票。
However, if in my wallet there's a
cashier check,
$10 million dollars cashier's check,
那么放在我们口袋里面
and it's in my pocket.
那我们走路的时候就不太一样了，对不对？不是比较神气了。
Then we will walk very differently. Not that we will walk very arrogantly. But as we walk, we'll have to touch our pocket to see if it's still there. We will put it in the most precious and most hidden place.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，每一个要做神器皿的人，我们需要认识，需要宝贵。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to treasure it.
这个在我们身上呢，成为一个管制我们的原则。
This in our life will become a principle to discipline us.
那么第二个摩西发的问题。
The second question of Moses.
他说：“我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说呢，他叫什么名字？”我要对他说什么？对他们说什么呢
？And then, behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I should say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, what is his name, and what shall I say to them?
摩西经历了神向他说话，但是他还并不认识神。
Moses has experienced God speaking to him, but he still did not know God.
就好像我们有时候在飞机上啊。碰见隔壁的人，他跟你说话，说了半天，你不知道他什么名字。
It's just like you sit next to someone on a plane and you talk to him for a long time, but you don't know his name.
因为他是个陌生人，我们也不在乎他叫什么名字。
Because it's a stranger, you don't care what his name is.
但是摩西知道他要去面对以色列人。
However, Moses knew that he is going to face the
Israelites. 如果以色列人问说，我们祖宗的神叫什么名字？
What if the Israelites ask, what is the name of our God of our fathers?
摩西盼望认识神。
Moses desired to know God.
主啊，你叫什么名字？
Lord, what is your name?
我们知道在新约时代有一个人呢，他一被主遇见，他第一个问题就是说，主啊，你是谁？
We know that there's one person in the New Testament. The moment he's been met by God, he said, Lord, who are you?
他知道那是主，但是他不认识他。
He knew that was the Lord, but he didn't know him.
所以那就成为他一生的追求，想要认识他。
So that became his lifelong pursuit to know him.
我们知道我们神的名是非常广大的。
We know that the name of our God is very great.
我们是因着他的名得救的。
It is because of his name that we're saved.
我们是因着他的名聚集的。
It is because of his name that we're gathered together.
我们是因着他的名被引导的。
It is because of his name that we're led.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要讲的话，我们一生每一件事都和他的名发生关系。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to go on. Every single thing in our life has to have some contact with his name.
我们需要认识他。
We need to know him.
摩西里面有一个渴慕，我要认识。
Within Moses, there was this desire to know him.
主啊，他们问我，我怎么答呢？如果我不认识你，我能把什么东西给他们呢
？Lord, you know, what is your name? If I don't know you, what can I give to them?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们服侍一段日子有没有感觉，我没有东西给人。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you felt the same feeling that you've served for some time and then you don't have anything within to give to people.
我们服侍一段日，觉得讲道很容易啊。
And then, or if you've served for a little while and you feel that preaching is easy.
我在大学曾服侍了八年。
I have served the college kids for 8 years.
很多年轻弟兄姊妹来跟我讲，说伯弟兄啊，我们一个礼拜五天上学。
Many young people came to me and say, Brother Bor, we go to school for 5 days.
我修十五个学分，有人修十八个学分。
I have 15 or 18 credits.
一个学分代表一堂课。
One credit equates one lesson.
我们还要准备，还要做习题。
And we have to prepare and we have to do homework.
你一个礼拜讲四十分钟到。
But you only preach for 40 minutes a week.
那其余六天你在做什么？
What else are you doing the other 6 days of the week?
我们他觉得讲道很容易。
They feel that preaching is very easy.
有的弟兄们呢讲过几次，讲道太容易了，我只要凑一凑。就把它拼起来就好了。
Some brothers say that
弄一点 slide， 弄一点 visual aid。
Some brothers say that oh I preach a few times it is so easy I just put this and that together and then I put on a visual aid some slides and that's it。
但是我们真正侍奉，我们知道我们是要把主给别人。
However, if we truly serve, we know that we're giving out the Lord. We do not know the Lord.
我没有经历过。
And we haven't experienced the Lord.
我拿什么东西给别人？
What do we have to give to others?
我把我自己给你。
Well, we can give you ourselves.
结果难怪你回去就出难处了。
No doubt you go back and have
difficulties. 我把我的观念给你了。
I give you my concept.
难怪你一进教会就分裂了。
No wonder you go into the church and the church splits.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们需要认识。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to know the Lord.
我们需要认识我们的神是那位我是的神。
We need to know this God who is the great I am.
在旧约，摩西渴望认识神。
In the Old Testament, Moses truly desired to know God.
到了新约，我们看见保罗他一生问主说：“主啊，你是谁？”
We know that in the New Testament, Paul used his entire life to say, "Lord, who are you?"
他在罗马坐监的时候， 他仍然写出腓利比说使我认识基督。
Even as he was in the prison in Rome, he still wrote the Philippians saying that so that I would know Christ.
晓得他复活的大能。
That I would know his great resurrection power.
交通于他的苦难。
That I would have fellowship in his suffering.
被磨成他死的形象。
So that I can be conformed to his likeness of his death.
当我能不能这样子去认识他的时候。
As he started to know God like this.
我们知道他的名是我是。
Then we know that his name is I am.
我们知道在这个名里面是何等的丰富。
We know that in this name it is so abundant.
何等的有能力。
It is so powerful.
啊，是何等样对神儿女们的一个保护。
It is such a protection to the children of God.
并且呢，摩西也知道他被谁差遣，他就是代表谁。
In addition, Moses also knew that whoever was sent by him, he is representing that person.
接下来第三个问题。
A third question.
这个到了第四章的第一节。
Now we're in chapter 4, verse 1.
好，神回答了摩西以后啊，摩西回答神说，他们必不信我。
After God answered Moses, Moses said, but they will not believe me.
也不听我的话。
And they will not listen to what I say.
必说呢，耶和华并没有向你显现。
For they may say, the Lord has not appeared to you.
我们知道摩西心里面非常的为难。
We know that Moses was truly puzzled inside.
他说四十年前呢，我穿着这个埃及王子的衣服啊，他们都不信我了。
40 years ago, I was in the clothing of the prince of Egypt, and they didn't believe me.
现在我这个老人呢，穿着牧羊人的衣服啊。
Now I'm wearing the clothes of the shepherd, and I'm old man.
他们说你是谁啊？你有什么资格来跟我们讲话
？Who are you? What credentials do you have to speak to us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是摩西。心里面一个为难。
This is a problem of Moses' heart.
以前他们不信我，不听我，现在他们更不信我，更不听我。
Previously they would not believe him or listen to him.
你说谁像？
Now they really would not believe or listen to him.
对不起，你说耶和华向你显现，其实耶和华根本没向你显现。
You said the Lord has appeared to you, but truly the Lord has not appeared to you.
神就问他说：“你手中是什么？”
So God said to him, "What is in your hand?"
他说是杖。
A staff.
我们说那乃是牧羊人的杖。
It is the staff of a shepherd.
在中东那个地方呢，牧羊人每一个人手上都有一根杖。
In the Middle East, every shepherd has a staff in his hand.
这个杖呢，是用来保护羊群的。
This staff is used to protect the flock.
这个杖呢，是用来呢引导羊群的。
This staff is used to lead the flock.
那么神说，你把这个杖丢到地上。
Then God said, throw it on the ground.
没想到这个杖呢，一到了地上了，就变成一条蛇了。
And then the ground, once the staff touches the ground, it became a serpent.
我们不晓得它是什么蛇。
We don't know what kind of serpent.
旷野里面比较多眼镜蛇，很可能是眼镜蛇。我们不晓得。
In the wilderness, there's a particular kind of snake that is abundant in the wilderness.
或者说，我们看见在民数记里面，旷野里面有火蛇，不晓得。
Or in Numbers, we see that there are fire snakes.
那么，但是这条蛇一定是很可怕。
However, this serpent is indeed terrifying.
摩西一看见了，他立刻转头就逃走。
Moses saw it and he fled.
我们知道这是神对他的一个教育。
This is an education by God to Moses.
这个杖握在牧羊人的手中的时候。
As the staff was held by the shepherd.
啊，是保护羊群的。
This is to protect the flock.
是引导羊群。
This is to lead the flock.
但是若是它变成属地的，掉在地上。
However, if it becomes earthly,
它就像蛇一样可怕。
It will be as terrifying as a serpent.
我们知道圣经上面的杖呢，都指着权柄说的。
We know that the staff in the Bible always referred to authority.
我们主耶稣将来得国的时候，他用铁杖来辖管列国。
We know that when the Lord is going to gain all the nations, he would rule the nations with an iron staff.
这告诉我们说 iron rod. 这告诉我们说，我们的主耶稣将来要掌权的。
This shows us that our Lord Jesus will one day have authority.
今天每一个做器皿的人，神的权柄要托付在我们身上。
Today, every vessel, every child of God who is a vessel of God, would be entrusted with God's authority.
至少这个权柄管好我自己。
First of all, this authority would rule myself. We're not trying to rule others.
主的权柄在我们身上呢，保护我这个人。
The authority of God is in us to protect us.
我们越多服事呢，我们就越多要认识。神的权柄。
The more we serve, the more we recognize the authority of God.
什么时候我们把这个权柄变成属地的东西
？Anytime when we turn this authority into an earthly matter.
它是一件很可怕的事情。
Then it is indeed a terrifying thing.
那我们怎么样能够去代表神掌权呢
？And how can we rule and reign?
神说你抓住他的尾巴。
On God's behalf,
God says,
grasp it by its tail. That would still become a staff.
告诉我们说呢， 做权柄的人永远是做尾巴的。
So it says that anybody who is in authority would always be the tail.
若是你们中间要有伟大的，你要做众人的奴仆。
If any one of you want to be great, you should be the servant of all.
一个被神制作成为神器皿的人。
Anyone who has been molded to become a vessel of God.
神的权柄在他身上有一个记号。
God's authority would have a sign in his life.
他是一个认识权柄、服权柄的人。
He is someone who would recognize and submit to the authority of God.
并且他惧怕自己做权柄。
And he is also fearful to become the authority.
我看见有一些弟兄姊妹一得救在这个点上就很认真的学习。
I have seen many brothers and sisters. The minute they have been saved by grace, they have very serious lessons on this issue.
有一位弟兄他讲他年轻的时候。
A brother shared that when he was young,
明白了这个真理，在这个点上开始学习。
He understood the truth and he started to learn.
不仅在家里对父母亲说话态度不一样。
Not only did he have a totally different attitude when he speak to his
parents. 不仅来到聚会里面见到弟兄姊妹的时候，他分得出这个大小来了。
Not only could he recognize the seniority when he come into meetings and see brothers.
这个 the measure of light 他能够分得出来。
And he can also recognize the measure of light.
我们知道不认识这个的时候，我们讲话呢是没大没小的。
We know that if we don't recognize this point, we can say anything we want.
我们做事也是这样。
And we can do anything.
根本不在乎的。
We don't care.
但是我们一碰见这个东西了，你发现这个人不一样。
However, the moment we touch this thing, we know that this person is different.
不仅这样。
Not only that.
就是没有人的时候，他也感觉到主的权柄在他的身上。
Even without others around, he can feel the authority of God in him.
有一次他晚上的回家。
One brother said that one night he was going home.
街上都没有人了。
There was no one.
但是那红绿灯还是照样在那里转。
But the traffic light was still on.
他这么过街呢，刚好走到那边的红灯了。
He was about to cross the street and it was the red light.
以前呢，他很习惯呢，碰到这个没有人嘛，反正而且没有车，他就走过去。
And then before by habit, because there was no cars or people, he would just walk.
走到一半的时候，忽然里面感觉不对。
He was,
这个红灯呢是权柄，我要服他。
He was walking in the middle of the street and he realized that the red light was authority and he had to submit to the authority.
他就转回头去，再走到对面去，站在那里等。
So he turned back and went to the other side and stood there and waited.
等到那个绿灯变亮了，他才走过去。
Until the red green light was on and then he crossed the street.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
一个要被神制作成为器皿的人。
A person who wants to be molded by God to become a vessel.
如果没有这个学习，
if you haven't learned this,
神的目的在我们身上不可能出现。
Then the purpose of God cannot appear in our lives.
我们看见有一些年轻的弟兄姊妹啊，稍微读一点属灵的东西啊，就拍桌子打板凳。
We see that some younger brothers and sisters,
讲起话来就教训人。
The moment they have read some spiritual books, then they think that they're somebody and they could really lecture people.
没有人能够受得了他。
Nobody could stand them.
有的时候我们稍微年纪再大一点就不会拍桌子打板凳，很多的事情弄得大家就很不安宁。
But then as we grow older, we may not act the same, but still we can cause a lot of havoc.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，唯有服在神权柄底下的人。
Francis, only those people who submit and surrender to the authority of God.
在生活细小的事情上面，我们有人没有人的时候，我们学习，我们看见神才能使他做一个代表的权柄。
But we can learn in very small matters in life that we can learn to become a representation of the authority of God.
这个是生命的问题。
This is an issue of life.
这是神在人身上显现，在人身上所做的记号。
This is when God appears to them, and this is a sign to them.
这个不是说呢，摩西啊，你将来到以色列面前就把杖一丢，他们吓了一跳呢，他们就服你了。
This is not to say that Moses go to the Israelites and you throw your staff and then they would submit to you.
侍奉主的人不是魔法师啊。
Servants of God are not magicians.
不是要用这些能力外面的事情来服人的。
They're not using these powers and outward things to make people submit.
侍奉主的人是他身上有这些记号。
A servant of God has a sign on them.
那么摩西第二个，不，对不起，神说呢，这样子他们要相信，
then the Lord
我曾向你显现过。
Then they will believe that I've appeared to you.
他主说，如急或不信，还有第二个。
And if they do not believe in this, there's a second sign.
他说，你把你的手呢放入怀中。
Put your hands into your bosom.
然后一伸出来呢，看见了他两个手长满了大麻风。
And he took them out, and it was leprous.
我想摩西一定 这个很可怕，刚才在地上还没关系，却到手上来了。
This was very terrifying. Earlier it was something on the ground, now it's on his hand.
没有关系，你再放回怀中。
And then the Lord said, it's okay, just put your hand back into your bosom
again. 再伸出来得着洁净。
And then when you take them out again, then they are cleansed.
这仍然是一个记号。
This is also a sign.
每一个侍奉主的人，主都要做。好，这个记号能够成就在他身上。
For every servant of God, the sign will be manifested in their life.
我们的手是做工的。
We know that hands are for work.
我们侍奉主，为主做一些主吩咐我们做的事情。
When we serve God, we do things that He commanded us to do.
那个做出来的是洁净的还是不洁净的？
But are the things that we do are clean or unclean?
跟我们怀中里面的人洁净不洁净有关系。
It has everything to do with whether inside of us, whether we're clean or unclean.
不是事情对不对、好不好的问题。
It is not that it is done well or not.
而是你我里面干净不干净的问题。
It is whether inside of us, whether we're clean or not.
第一次放进去出来了。是大麻风。
When Moses first put his hands in and he took them out, it was leprous.
这对摩西来讲是一个教育。
This is an education for Moses.
摩西，你要认识，在你天然的人里面就是这样。
Moses, you have to know that in your natural self, you are like this.
你的最深处，神都认识。
God knows your deepest part.
出来的时候，它自然就是大麻风。
When you come out, it is leprous.
那么第二次再放进去。
Second time when he put it back in.
洁净了它。
Then God cleansed him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一个侍奉主的人必须要心意更新，还要变化。
Dear brothers, every single person who is serving God must be transformed in their thinking and renewed in their mind.
若是我们没有更新
，if we're not transformed，
没有变化
，if we're not renewed，
我们可以做人认为对的事情。
We can do things that people approve of.
但是在神的眼中看，充满了大麻风。
But in the eyes of God, it was leprous.
但是若是我们里面肯被主对付了。
However, if we're willing to be dealt by the Lord inside,
我们再伸出来的时候，
and then we take out our hands,
可能是同样的事情，
it may be the same thing,
同样一双手，
it may be the same hands,
但却是洁净的。
However, they're clean.
这是一个侍奉主的器皿身上该有的记号。
This is a sign by which people serve God.
主能够在我们身上做得多深。
How deep God's work can be in our heart.
我们能够被主用的才有多少。
Then we can be used as much.
那么主说这两个神迹，他们若是都还是不信你
，and the Lord said if they do not believe in both of these signs，
也不听你的话
，and they do not believe in the
word， 你就到河里面去取一点水
，then take some water out of the river，
把它倒在地上
，and pour them on the ground。
这么一倒呢，这水就变成血了
，and the water will turn into blood。
我早期读，我想这个侍奉主的人呢，要施刑罚就施刑罚，很可怕。
Earlier I interpreted this to say that anybody who serve God they can make their own judgment anytime they want.
去看望三次他还不来的话呢，你就说主啊，这个，他没有蒙拣选。
If you visit somebody three times and they're still not coming to meetings, then you say that they are not the chosen ones.
如果我们这样服侍，全天下人都没有得救。
If we serve like this, the entire earth will not be saved.
但是这什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
一个侍奉主的人要认识神的。
A servant of God must know God's principles.
神的工作是顺着圣灵的水流往前去的。
God's work is in accordance with the flow of the Holy Spirit. It is in the river.
若是我们离开了那个河，我们这个供应出来，本来应该是供应生命的，却带来死亡。
But if we depart from the river, then we are nothing. Previously, we ought to be giving life, but then we have brought out death.
这对摩西来讲是一个非常重要的一个认识。
To Moses, this is a very important understanding.
这什么意思呢？
What does this
mean? 若是圣灵给我们一点的恩赐功用呢，我们单打独斗，离开了那个圣灵的水流啊，亲爱弟兄姊妹，不一定是祝福。
If God has, if the Holy Spirit has given us a little gift or talent, but then we have departed from the flow of the Holy Spirit, then it is not necessarily a blessing.
所以，一个被主制作成为器皿的人是受约束的。
So someone who has been molded to become his vessel must be restrained by him.
有一首诗歌说，不是我们随意走。
One hymn says that it is not according to our wills.
不是我们自己做工。
It's not that we do our work.
乃是心中哪里明亮，圣灵的水流往哪里去，我们才往哪里去。
It is wherever the light comes into our heart and wherever the flow of the Holy Spirit goes, then we go.
那么这三个记号呢，摩西听懂了，满意了，所以他还有推脱的理由他就问第二 第四个问题。
So after three things, Moses has understood, and so he goes on to ask the fourth question.
那么摩西问跟主说, 主啊, 我是数日不能言的人。
Moses said to the Lord, I am a man of
I've never
been a man of words.
他说呢,就是你对仆人说的话,他现在已经承认自己是仆人了。我们看见摩西呢,这几句的对话在他里面产生很大的变化。
And he said, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, now he recognized that he's a servant.
就是你说的话呢,
the past conversations have caused a big change in him.
我还是这样,
but even since thou hast spoken to thy servant,
他说我是,
I'm still,
我是左口笨舌的,
I am still slow of speech and slow of tongue.
在有一个英文翻译说呢, 他说, 我的帽子heavy的。
Another English translation is, I'm heavy of speech and heavy of tongue.
我们中国人讲这个大舌头。
A Chinese expression talks about a big tongue because the tongue is too heavy to talk.
那么神就问他说谁造人的口呢?
Then the Lord asked him, who has made man's mouth?
谁使人口哑耳聋眼开目明眼瞎呢?
Or who makes him dumb or deaf or seeing or blind?
我们知道摩西这时候怕自己的恩赐和口才不够用。
Now Moses was afraid that his speech and his talent, his gift was not enough.
所以他再推脱。
So he declined again.
他说我是数日不能说话的。
He said that I've never been a man of words.
就是你对我对仆人说了话了，我还是左口笨舌的。
Nor since you last has spoken to thy servant, I'm still heavy of speech and heavy of tongue.
我们认为侍奉主呢，我们需要天然的口才和恩赐。
We feel that if we want to serve the Lord, we have to have natural eloquence and gift.
其实不是的。
But it is not so.
神告诉他说，谁造？
God says, who has made man's mouth?
谁叫人口哑耳聋呢?
Who makes him dumb or deaf?
谁叫人眼睛则开眼睛瞎呢?
Who makes him seeing or blind?
你不应该害怕,
do not be afraid. Do not be afraid that you cannot say enough.
应该害怕做一个口哑的人。
You should be afraid to be dumb.
很多神的儿女们侍奉主也不祷告。
A lot of servants of God, even though they're serving God, they would not pray, they're dumb.
很多人觉得他侍奉主, 从来没有听过神向他说话, 耳聋的。
A lot of people, though they serve God, they have never heard God speak to them, they are deaf. A lot of people feel they're serving God. But they have never seen Christ. They haven't seen the Lord from His Word.
眼瞎的,
they're blind.
This
is what we ought to be afraid of.
若是我是口哑的, 耳聋的, 眼瞎的, 我拿什么侍奉呢?
If we're dumb and deaf and blind, what can we use to serve Him?
啊, 我们常常感觉呢, 侍奉主需要有恩赐。
We constantly feel that to serve God, we have to have gifts.
当主要用我们的时候, 主就会把那个需要的恩赐赐给我们, 那叫显出来。
Truly, when God wants to use us, He would give us the gift, and that is the manifestation of the gift.
那是圣灵自己。
That is the Holy Spirit itself.
那是主自己。
That is the Lord Himself.
而不在乎你我天然的心思，天然的口才和恩赐。
It does not depend on our natural talents and gifts and thinking.
我们每一个做器皿，我们服侍主，常常觉得我不行啊，我不能啊。
A lot of the vessels of God would say that I cannot do it.
但是我们肯到主面前去的时候，我们就发现，原来主一切都预备好。
But if we're willing to go before the Lord, we notice that God has prepared everything.
好，我想我不去多讲这些。
I will not elaborate
more. 那么摩西仍然还有话说。
But Moses still have things to say.
他第三次再推脱。
So for the third time, he declined.
他说：“主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁吧。”
Lord, please, Lord, now send the message by whomever thou wilt.
我们知道一个侍奉主的人，这是最不容易过去的一个关。
We know that this is the most difficult point for a servant of God to understand.
就是我们的己。
Which is our own self.
要从自己里面出来。
We have to come out of self.
肯向自己死。
That we can be dead to ourselves.
完全的相信神。
That we can truly believe in God.
是一件不容易的事。
That is a hard thing.
但却是一件必须要经过的过程。
But this is a necessary process.
这是必要的, 神在一个器皿身上要做的预备。
This is a necessity for the preparation of the vessels of God.
啊, 如果我们不能够从己里面出来,
If we cannot come out of self.
我们就是有了 主给我们的口才恩赐,
Even though we have speech from God and talent from God, God can still, cannot still use us.
有一首诗歌说, 主啊, 求你救我脱离自己。
So there's a hymn that says that, please save me from myself.
让我能够呢, 失去在你的里面。
So that I can be lost in you.
一个好的器皿呢, 是从自己里面出来, 失去在主里面的。
A good vessel is one that is dead to himself and lost in God.
我们知道这是一个过程。
We know this is a process.
这是需要时间主在我们身上做，但是这个原则一开头主就清楚地告诉了摩西。
This requires time, and but the initial principle is stated by God to Moses. It all.
我们知道一碰见己的问题的时候，就碰见配搭的问题。
We know that once we touch the issue of self, we talk about the coordination.
所以神怎么回答摩西呢？他说：“不是有你的哥哥亚伦吗？”
So how did God answer Moses? Isn't that your brother Aaron?
你回去呢？他一见到你，心里就会欢喜。
When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart.
我知道他是会讲话的。
I know he speaks fluently.
那么我要安排他呢，为你做你的口。
I will arrange for him to be your mouth.
我们看见。成为器皿呢，要脱离己，我们需要学会和人配搭。
We know that to learn to be a vessel and to be dead to self, we have to learn to coordinate.
这是摩西呢，在神面前跟神办交涉的五个问题。
These are the five questions that Moses had discussions with God about.
我想我们侍奉主要接受教会弟兄姊妹们给我们的安排。
When we serve God, we have to accept the arrangements by brothers in the church.
那是服神，而不是在外面做事情。
We know that this is submitting to God, and it's not just doing some outward thing.
我们在这些点上面，我们来好好的学习跟随主。
So on these things, let us learn to follow God.
我还有一点点时间哈。
I have still a little time.
那么我再稍微往前讲一点点，第五章第六章。
Let me talk a little bit about chapter 5 and 6.
对不起，第四章最后还有一点呢。摩西被打发。回埃及去见他的弟兄们的时候。
Lastly, in chapter 4, when Moses was sent to see his brethren,
在路上出了一个小的插曲。
There was a little side story.
神遇见他了，神要击杀他。
But the Lord met him and sought to put him to death.
有一些解经人说，可能摩西碰见很急很重的一个急的病。以至于他躺在那里非常的软弱。
Some Bible scholars said that maybe he had a very sudden and bad illness, so he was on his deathbed and he was about to die.
但是他的妻子呢，忽然里面领会了，就为他的孩子行了割礼。
But his wife suddenly had a realization and she performed circumcision for their son.
我们读那个好像神是不看情面，刚刚才打发，现在就要杀我。
We think that this God has no feelings. You just sent somebody, and then you're now going to kill me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神的行政，这不是神的慈爱。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is his governance.
Government.
Governance, and not his loving kindness.
我们进入侍奉是碰见神的行政。
As we enter into service, we're entering into his governance.
我们来在神面前聚集做儿女。那是神的慈爱。
As we gather together to become His children, that is His loving kindness.
我们进入侍奉，乃是成为神的仆人。
We enter into service to become His servants.
做器皿，乃是做神的奴仆。
To become vessels is to become His bond servant.
我们需要认识，神是不寻情面的。
We have to know that God does not care about face.
我们中国人常常讲，没有功劳也有苦劳，看看面子吧。
The Chinese expression goes that I've labored so much, so you should give me some face.
但是主不是这样。
But the Lord is not like this.
这是一个非常重要的提醒，让摩西知道肉体必须要除去。
So this is a very important reminder to Moses that he has to remove his flesh.
哪里显露肉体，哪里就带来死亡。
Wherever flesh appeared, death appears.
这是。摩西的在进入侍奉一个重要的一个提醒。
This is an important reminder for Moses as he entered into service.
然后到了第五章，我们看见呢，摩西去闯了一个祸。
And then in chapter 5, Moses had made a mistake.
他照着神的吩咐呢，进去见了法老。
According to God's command, he went to see Pharaoh.
结果呢，法老不但不听他。
And Pharaoh would not listen to him.
反而加重了。以色列人的苦难。
He increased the affliction of the Israelites.
在人看呢，好像摩西闯了一个祸。
From the viewpoint of men, it's as if Moses had made a mistake.
有时候我们出信的时候，我们看呢，就好像神呢，好像故意安排让他的儿女受苦。
If you're a new believer, you would think that God has arranged, make some arrangements so that his deliberately so that his children would suffer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这仍然是一个器皿的该受的教育。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is still an education that a vessel of God need to undertake.
我们可能认为呢，神呢，把他的儿女们带到一个苦难的光景里面。
We may think that God has taken his children into some affliction.
或者我们有时候会问呢，用英文讲 ，Does God set his people up?
或者我们会说，神是不是故意跟我们为难？
对，我谢谢姊妹，神为难我们。但是这件事情呢，我们看见对摩西要他，我相信他明白。侍奉背后啊，救赎的背后是一场激烈的属灵征战。
But I think that Moses understood because behind all the service is a very fierce spiritual warfare.
在征战的里面呢，是要非常非常谨慎的。
In warfare, you have to be very careful.
要非常的小心的。
You have to be very careful.
以色列人不明白，所以他们一碰见苦难呢，他们就去埋怨。
The Israelites wouldn't understand, so once they encountered affliction, they complained.
第五章第六章呢，可以讲是摩西先试用，被神试用一下。
Here you can see that in chapter 5 and 6, Moses was on probation by God.
神先让他去做做，神早就告诉他说，法老一定会刚硬的。
Moses was just allowed by God to encounter this. He already told Moses, Pharaoh will be hardened.
那么在这个试用中间呢，摩西开始认识自己。
In this probation, Moses started to know himself.
我们看见了。到了第七章的时候
，We see that in chapter 7,
神在任命他打发他去的时候
，When God sent him again,
摩西开始说呢，我是左口笨舌的人。
Moses said, I am uncircumcised of lips.
我们姊妹英文的翻译讲，这个左口笨舌，他感觉他不是说我没有口才了，他说我的嘴唇没有受过割礼。
Moses did not say that he's not eloquent anymore, but that he's uncircumcised of lips.
为什么呢？在第五章里面，他去见法老。第一句话他是很准确的说的。
Why? Because when he went to see Pharaoh in chapter 5, the first sentence that he said was very accurate.
他跟法老说呢，耶和华以色列人的神呢，希伯来人的神呢，遇见了我们。
He said that he said to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, the God of Hebrews has met us.
容我的百姓去呢，他说呢。容我的百姓去，在旷野向我守节。
Please let my people go to celebrate a feast to me in the wilderness.
法老一听呢，这个立刻说呢，耶和华是谁呢
？And Pharaoh said immediately, "Who is the Lord?"
使我听他的话，容以色列人去呢
？That I should obey his voice to let Israel go.
他说我不认识耶和华。
I do not know the Lord.
也不容以色列人去。
And I will not let the Israel go.
那么这个。你知道仇敌啊，一来气势很强的时候，我们就矮了一截了。
You know that when the enemy came with all fierceness, then we seem to be lowered.
所以摩西马上回答说：“希伯来人神遇见了我们呢，求你容我们往旷野去走三天的路程。”
So Moses immediately said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go a 3 days journey into the wilderness."
祭祀耶和华我们的神，免得他用瘟疫、刀兵攻击我们。
That we may sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence and with sword.
他这句话把神代表错了。
He represented God inaccurately.
神从来没有要降瘟疫、刀兵在他儿女们中间。
God never said he would put a pestilence and sword into his children.
仇敌这么气势的底下呢？他就立刻软下来了。
But because the enemy came so strongly, he was weakened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，属灵的征战常常是很可怕的。
Dear brothers and sisters, spiritual warfare is a lot of times terrifying.
摩西在这个试用期啊，他碰见了征战。
Moses in this probation has entered into this warfare.
他知道他说话呢，必须要准确，必须要照着神的话语。
He knew that his words must be accurate and has to be in accordance with the word of God.
在这个试用期呢，我们看见摩西认识了他必须要面对三方面的事情。
In this probation, Moses realized that he had to encounter three types of issues.
第一个呢，要面对仇敌的攻击。
First, attacks of the enemies.
在第五章第四节呢，这个法老就指责摩西和亚伦。
In chapter 5, verse 4, Pharaoh rebuked Moses and Aaron.
他说呢，你们为什么叫百姓旷工呢？
Why do you draw the people away from their work?
你们去担你们的担子吧。
Get back to your burdens.
每一个侍奉主的人呢，我们都会遇见仇敌的攻击。
Every servant of God would encounter the attacks of the enemy.
第二个哈。
Secondly.
会遇见呢弟兄们的埋怨。
You would encounter the murmuring of the brethren.
这五章二十一节里面讲到呢，这些以色列的官长就出来说，摩西、亚伦呢，你们呢，愿耶和华鉴察你们。
In verse 21, the foremen of Israel said to Moses and Aaron, "May the Lord look upon you and judge you."
第三个呢，摩西要面对他自己里面他自己的冲突。
Also, Moses had to encounter his internal conflicts.
人也会害怕的。
Even a man can be afraid.
并且人呢也会急躁。
And also men can be impatient.
那摩西怎么通过这个考验呢？
How did Moses go through the test?
在五章二十二节里面。
In chapter 5 verse 22.
摩西回到耶和华那里。
Moses returned to the Lord.
我想我们每一个侍奉主的人都要学会回到神那里去。
All servants of God have to learn to return to the Lord.
不是一帆风顺，没有问题的。
To serve God is not smooth and have no problems.
但是碰到问题呢，我们怎么去越过这个问题呢？
However, when you encounter problems, how can you get over it?
我们需要回到耶和华那里。
You have to return to the Lord.
好，然后我们到第六章呢，我们看见摩西，啊，对不起，到第七章哈，摩西呢，
chapter 7,
他开始认识自己嘴唇没有受割礼。
Moses realized that he has an uncircumcised of lips.
从那个以后呢，摩西在每一个神的吩咐上面呢，他是何等的准确忠心。
From that point onward, with regard to every single commandment of God, he was so faithful and accurate.
这是我们讲到在摩西身上显出呢一个器皿侍奉的原则。
These are the principles by which a vessel of God was formed.
我想我今天早晨呢就交通这么多。
This concludes my fellowship.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们的爱心和忍耐。
We thank you for your love and endurance.
礼拜五晚上我超过一段时间，今天早上又超过十分钟。
On Friday I was a little late, and today I was late by 10 minutes.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His word.
也祝福他在我们中间他所要做的工。
And bless the work that He is going to do in our midst.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你不仅救赎我们做你的儿女，成为你家中的人。
Not only have you redeemed us to become your children, to be a member of your house.
并且你救赎我们能够和圣徒同国。
You have also redeemed us into a nation with all the saints.
并且你要制作我们。
You're also molding us.
成为你手中合用的器皿。
So that we can become useful vessels in your hand.
成为一个侍奉你的人。
So that we can be a servant of God.
好叫我们能够和弟兄姊妹一同被建造。
So that we can be built up with all the brothers and sisters.
我们能够成为你的居所。
So that we can be your dwelling place.
成为你自己的安息与满足。
So that we can become your Sabbath rest and your satisfaction.
主啊，我们承认自己的不配。
We confess we are so unworthy.
我们承认自己的无知。
We're so unknowledgeable.
我们承认自己的无能。
We confess we're unable.
我们需要来接受你向我们说话。
We need for you to speak to us.
我们需要让你的话语在我们身上做工。
We need for your word to accomplish this work in us.
就是做深入的工作。
And to do its deep work.
好叫我们被你制作成型。
So that we can be molded and completed.
主啊，谢谢你把这些话语赐给我们。
We thank you that you've given us these words.
谢谢你今天早晨与我们同在。
Thank you that you are with us.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own words.
愿你的旨意成全在你儿女们的中间。
May your will be accomplished in your children.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In his precious name we pray.